there's Lifehouse live in the box on Star 100.7. Let's talk about that song for a second. How old is that song now?
Was it 2001?
Like, yeah. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
When did you write it? Or did you write it?
Like 1999?
That wasn't written by Burt Bacharach, was it?
No.
By chance? No.
Or okay. Pat Benatar. We get that all the time, too. No.
All right.
Yeah, it was written at the end of, like... Actually, it was kind of funny. We thought that our record was finished, and we kind of had this feeling that there was a couple songs missing off of the complete package of No Name Face, and I was doing a vocal, and this melody popped into my head, and it was kind of really surreal how it happened. I went into the other room and picked up a guitar, and we actually had to go back into the studio after we thought we were finished, and we're like, wow, I think this is one of our best songs off the record. So we just kind of inserted it, mixed it, and it just was kind of weird.
It wasn't for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys would be sitting on these right here watching somebody else right now.
Either that or we'd be homeless on 3rd Street eating like leftover Indian food or something.
Well, that sounds bad.
About how many times do you think you've actually sung that song?
Probably 10,572.
He's got a right there.
I don't know exactly. Probably something like that, though.
And last time we saw you, Jason, because Jason and Rick are still together. Now we have Bryce.
They're together. They're a couple.
Well, you guys were friends before any of this started.
It's not legal in this state yet, but we recognize it here.
But Jason, you had just gotten married, and you're still married?
Yep.
That's great. So through all the fame and all the ups and downs of the industry, you know.
Yeah, Rick actually lives with us now.
Oh, cool.
We've adopted him officially.
I'm the cool guy now.
Uh-oh.
That's pretty awesome.
I've heard stories about pool guys.
Yeah.
Any kids?
It's horrible. What's it? No,
not
no,
yet?
No.
Not at all?
Besides,
not
Rick.
Besides
two,
Rick.
I have two dogs.
But Rick ruined you, huh?
Charlie and Beaker.
So the new album's coming out.
Uh-huh. It comes out end of March.
And it's called?
It's called Lifehouse. We're self-titling it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Might as well keep it simple.
I figure that's like token. You get to do that once.
I thought it was February. Did you guys push it back or...
I think it's March.
Having trouble putting the...
I really have nothing to do with it.
You
I just get like a memo that
you
says like...
walked in and sang and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. But I think March 29th is actually the official date.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure all the craziness from No Name Face is pretty fresh in your guys' mind because you were out touring like madmen. Like madmen. Are you ready to do that for this next album?
I'm actually so excited. Like, I'm so... Like, I've been home. All of us have for a year and a half now. Our last show was in... London, September of 2003. I'm so used to just taking out the trash and like picking up dog. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm ready to get out there.
He should be doing that. If he's living with you.
Yeah, you need, you're not
paying
rent.
That's his
job. Pool boy Rick.
Come on.
I don't think he wants to be known as poop scooper Rick. I think pool boy is a little bit better.
Lifehouse is here in the box. We'll take a break right now and come back. We're going to hear some new music from the new album coming out in March. Lifehouse on Star 100.7. Come on. Star 100.7, Greg and Jen, we're here live in the box with Lifehouse, Rick, Jason, Bryce. Is Bryce new? Or is, I don't. How long have you been with the band? What?
I'm totally new. I joined in September.
Has it been that long?
It's been like 5 months.
And Bryce, are you ready for this?
I'm so ready. It's awesome.
Okay, because there's gonna be chicks yelling and chasing after you. And, you know, Jason's married, so Rick and Bryce, you know, the ladies, you need to be open to them. Loving you.
Embrace the love, Bryce. Bryce is, we were lucky to find him. Usually, obviously, we had an old bass player who decided to leave, but like when we'd hire like a guitar player or a keyboard player, we'd go through this process where it's like a cattle call where like 17 people will come in one day and you have to decide like who's the best. And usually, after all that time, we're like, we like Bryce. Let's just let him be. Like, it becomes like if you get along with him or not.
It's like American Idol for bass players.
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, it's just worked out perfectly. You know, when we met, we knew that it was going to work out. And then we jammed and everything musically fit. So it's been really, really cool. We're excited to have him.
How was that first paycheck, Bryce, too? Huh? Not so bad.
They're paying for lunch.
We're paying him
okay, good.
We're paying him in In-N-Out Burgers, actually.
And but a question I had asked earlier, too, about if you guys broke up or not. You guys have never gone away, in my house, at least, because I've... father of a 2.5-year-old, and we watch Shrek about 4 or 5 times a day. So
are you serious?
Yeah, I hear.
You must hate me. You hear that song?
You belong to me. I hear. Yeah. Lifehouse did that. It's in the Shrek soundtrack. So every day I hear your voice over and over.
Now we have some freeloaders in the box, and we have like 10 girls and 1 guy. So ladies, I'm just gonna pass around the microphone.
Two guys.
Okay. I thought maybe you were part of the band.
Who's got a question for the guys? Questions for Lifehouse. Questions for Lifehouse. Come on now. State your name, please, and where you're from. And then
I'm Stephanie. I'm from San Diego. I grew up here.
Hello.
All my life. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I was just wondering how you guys got together, how you started.
That's an interesting story, actually. Our we've kind of had an interesting band history. I don't know if you know anything about us, but we had a previous drummer before Rick when we were, like, 15. Actually, I think there was, like, everyone in the neighborhood was in our band. You know, it's like, because back then you're like, oh, you play? Okay, you come on in, you know, come join us in the garage, you know. But anyway, our previous drummer and me and Sergio were rehearsing right next door to Rick. Who were you playing with at the time?
Her name is Nikki Love.
He was playing with this girl named Nikki Love. But anyway, we were rehearsing next door to each other for 6 months. And I think subconsciously I remember seeing Rick and being afraid of him, thinking he was just going to beat me up every time because he always had this mean look on his face. I'm just kidding. But anyway.
He wasn't bald back then, was he?
Did you ever see us, too?
No.
Do you remember seeing us?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember seeing us?
I definitely remember seeing you.
So anyway, we rehearsed next to each other for 6 months and never met. And as soon as our drummer left the band, we had an audition, and he was the first person that came. It was an actually really weird day because he came and then these two 13-year-olds came to audition with their moms, and it was just really awkward. And then we figured we'd have to take their mom out on the road with us, which would be kind of awkward, you know? We have to be in bed by 9 and stuff.
Was she hot, though?
No, no. But anyway, so Rick came, and it just was random that we rehearsed next to each other. And from there, like, we start touring right after that.
Yeah.
We went and shot a video and then did the Pearl Jam Porta Potty tour on the side stage for, like, 3 months. And then that was it. It was history from there. We just... The record kind of took off, and we toured for 3 years, so we know each other pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Anybody else questions for the guys? Lifehouse, say your name, where you're calling from.
My name is Denise. I'm from San Diego, and I have a question for Bryce. I just wanted to know where are you from?
I'm from Canada. I'm from Victoria, same town as Nelly Furtado. She babysitted a friend of mine. Yeah.
And his sister dated Steve Nash, the basketball player, so that's kind of cool too.
Yeah, he went to my high school.
I appreciate
school.
That.
That's up my claim to fame. Steve Nash. And, yeah.
Anybody else? Come on. Oh, see, they were all so excited in the conference room before. Now they're just scared. Well, we're going to hear some more music here from you guys, right? Is this off the new album? Is this an oldie or what?
No. Yeah, this is a new song. It's called Blind, and it's going to be track number 3 on our new record.
All right. Lifehouse in the Box on Star. Here we go.